Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for another day of just knowing you better, knowing ourselves better, and walking in the light of your amazing love. Thank you for this word that encourages us to speak in tongues and build ourselves up, but privately. And when we do get together, that we pray for understanding if the gift of tongue comes up, so that we'd rather speak in words that people can hear and people can understand and people can then believe and be saved. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. We're doing things differently this morning. I mean, we're going to be reading the message, and here it's just pointing out again, you know, the beauty of that we are built on the foundation of Jesus Christ in the kingdom, and we need to listen to our Lord and Savior. And then when we gather together, the words that is brought out, yes, there can be tongues, but there needs to be someone that prophesies. Otherwise, Paul instructs us by the Lord, by the Spirit, to rather keep quiet, because the words that come out needs to be words that you can hear the goodness of God, you can hear about the perfect love, and God's Spirit can convict and motivate and take people on. So it's very clear and beautiful here. And so Danita's going to just read it. So let's hear the word of the Lord in Jesus' name.
1 Corinthians 14 from verse 20 to 33. To be perfectly frank, I'm getting exasperated with your childish thinking. How long before you grow up and use your head, your adult head? It's all right to have a childlike unfamiliarity with evil. A simple no is all that is needed there. But there's far more to saying yes to something. Only mature and well-exercised intelligence can save you from falling into gullibility. It's written in Scripture that God said, in strange tongues and from the mouths of strangers, I will preach to this people, but they'll neither listen nor believe. So where does it get you? All the speaking in tongues and no one understands. It doesn't help believers, and it only gives unbelievers something to gawk at. Plain truth speaking, on the other hand, goes straight to the heart of believers and doesn't get in the way of unbelievers. If you come together as a congregation and some unbelieving outsiders walk in on you as you're all praying in tongues, unintelligible to each other and to them, won't they assume you've taken leave of your senses and get out of there as fast as they can? But if some unbelieving outsiders walk in on a service where people are speaking out God's truth, the plain words will bring them up against the truth and probe their hearts. Before you know it, they're going to be on their faces before God, recognizing that God is among you. So here's what I want you to do. When you gather for worship, each one of you be prepared with something that will be useful for all. Sing a hymn, teach a lesson, tell a story, lead a prayer, provide an insight. If prayers are offered in tongues, two or three is the limit. And then only if someone is present who can interpret what you're saying. Otherwise, keep it between God and yourself, and no more than two or three speakers at the meeting, with the rest of you listening and taking it to heart. Take your turn, no one person taking over. Then each speaker gets a chance to say something special from God, and you all learn from each other. If you choose to speak, you're also responsible for how and when you speak. When we worship the right way, God doesn't stir us up into confusion. He brings us into harmony. This goes for all the churches, no exceptions. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to acknowledge each other's gifts, and that we can build each other up, the church, and that we can spread your gospel and extend the kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.